When Jesus came and the men and women were baptized for the remission of their sins, and he was going to die on the cross for your sins, he was going to disarm Satan and his powers by being nailed to that cross. So now then, when he was nailed on the cross, he took away Satan's legal claim to continue to torment you because of sin. So whatever sin you had in you, when you come to Jesus, it broke every power of the devil in your life. He has no claim to you no more until 5 minutes from now. You get the picture? You had all kinds of sin in your life, and you come to Jesus and got saved, and he washed you and cleaned you up, and he took away the devil's power. He disarmed him, and so all the sins you committed in the past, they're washed in the blood, right? And you walk outside and stub your toe or something and use a vile word. You know what I mean? It don't take long to open the door again, does it? Now then, as Christians, we need to learn, we need to keep the door closed, right? If we can keep the door closed, according to God's word, if we don't sin, how many demons can come into our body? Now, I like that, don't you? I really like that. So now then, if I sin and a demon comes into my body, when I repent, like I said a while ago, I'm going to drive him out, but now he's found a nice, soft, fluffy home in there. He don't want to leave, right? It's warm in there. He likes it in there. I don't know what it is Satan likes about living in our physical bodies, but he likes it a lot better than he does out here walking around in dry spaces. And so once he gets in, he may just lie dormant for a few years. You might have sinned and done something and you thought you got by with it. But one day, the devil manifests in your body and you come down with some kind of sickness. Maybe it was that example we gave a while ago about when you were a young man and you went to the prostitute's house and you came down with a venereal disease, but it didn't manifest for 5 years. In fact, Dr. Dodson was talking the other day that sometimes some of these venereal diseases people are getting, they get them when they're 18, 20, 25, and they don't manifest for 10 or 15 years. Isn't that something? So you get this disease and you had sex with some boy or some girl years and years before, and you have not done anything wrong since then. And then let's say a year or two later, you meet your mate and you get married and you're normal, have a normal sexual relationship with your mate. And then you have not been promiscuous or nothing. You've not run around on your mate or nothing. And all of a sudden, after you've been married 10 years, all of a sudden you come down with a venereal disease. What is your first thought? Say the guy comes down with it. What's his first thought? It was your fault. Well, you've been out running around on me. Is that the way we think? And his wife says, not me, honey. I wouldn't even let you have sex with me before you married me. I was a virgin when we got married. So I sure ain't going to run around on you now that I'm married to you. But you've got to have messed around on me. I had messed around with nobody since we've been married. And I've just come down with this disease. But it was the demon that came into him when he messed around on his wife before they got married, back there when he was that young promiscuous boy. He got the disease then, but it lay dormant for 10 or 15 years, and then it manifests. Well, what do they have to do? Repent. That's it. First thing. I repented. Your wife says, you repent of what? Well, I had a couple of girlfriends before we got married. You told me you never had sex with nobody? You told me you were a virgin? Now you're breaking my heart telling me you lied to me. I was a virgin. I didn't do nothing wrong. Does this happen all the time? Happens all the time. People are liars. So anyway, they get the sin repented of. Now then they've got this little problem there. And sometimes some women and some men never get over this problem when they find out their mate has been with somebody else. There's something about this. Even the scripture says, if a man, and if the scripture clearly says that as Christians, if we ever defile our brother's wife in sexual immorality, it says God will judge every one of those things. If you've ever done that to a Christian brother's, if you're a man and you've defiled another brother's wife by having sex with her and nobody but you and her and God knows about it, I'm going to guarantee you there's going to be a judgment for that someday. And probably even if you repent of it, there's still going to be something come upon that that's going to, you're not going to like. Because God says He will judge everybody that does that thing. Now, if you've been guilty of that in the past, you better be on your face before God, begging and pleading with God to forgive you. You know that? Because today in the world we live in, almost everybody has done that. Isn't that a shame? Too many people have done that. But when you read the book of Proverbs and you read the New Testament, Galatians and Ephesians, about sexual immorality and what God says, it's scary what He says He will do. Scary. And there's a lot of people that are sick and afflicted today that's being judged by God for their sin. And although they're asking repentance, I mean, I've known of people before that have done these kind of things and got a disease. I know of one woman. I'll tell you this story because it's a very good story, very enlightening. There was a woman that came to another woman. I know this woman personally. She used to have a great healing ministry. She wasn't very well known, but she had great results, I'll have to say. And I happened to be in the TV station one night when she was there making a show, and I sat down and talked with her. And she said, told me this story about a woman that came to her and said, as the woman was coming down the aisle, the Lord spoke to her and said, that woman that's coming down the aisle there has a venereal disease, and she has it because she fantasizes about a movie star when she has sex with her own husband. So whenever she came down, the woman says, do you have a venereal disease? And she said, yes, how'd you know that? She said, do you fantasize about a movie star when you have sex with your husband? She said, nobody knows that. She said, God knows it, and He just told me. Now, this woman had never seen that woman. She had no idea who this woman was. So, do you think God knows everything we do? Everything. You can't hide nothing from God. So, she said, well, I believe with all my heart, if you will repent of that sin and make God a promise, you'll never do that again. He'll heal your disease. Now, the husband that she is married to, he had no venereal disease. But she had it. Now, where did it come from? A demon. Who sent the demon? God did. Because of her sin. She had a contagious disease having sex with her husband on a regular basis, but he never got the disease. He wasn't doing nothing wrong. He was having sex with his wife. He wasn't fantasizing about somebody else. He was enjoying sex with his wife that God gave him. She was the one that was sinning. And so she repented. And she told the Lord how sorry she was, and she promised she'd never do it again. And the woman prayed for her, and the woman was instantly healed. All symptoms went away. She saw the woman several times over the next few months. All symptoms were gone. 6 or 8 months later, the woman came back to another one of her healing schools. When she came in, she walked down. The Lord didn't say nothing, not a thing. This woman came down. She said, what are you here for? And she said, my venereal disease, it has come back. She said, are you fantasizing about that movie star again? She said, I can't help myself. As a born-again Christian, can you help yourself? Yeah. Of course you can. When those thoughts come to your mind, you don't have to yield to that devil. You can say, Lord, I'm married to this man. I'm going to have sex with this man. I'm going to enjoy my sex with this man. He's my husband. I ain't going to think about somebody else. I ain't going to fantasize about some movie star. I'm going to enjoy my husband that God gave me, and that's all. But she didn't do it. And so she asked her to repent of her sin. She did one more time. The woman prayed for her. But as far as I know, the last time I saw this woman, she's not teaching healing schools anymore. She's about 85 years old. But the last time I saw her, I said, what about the woman you told me the story about? She said, as far as I know, she never got healed a second time. Now, the first time she got healed instantly. It's as soon as she repented, the Lord was merciful. And then He told her through that woman to stop doing that. Now then, let me show you a scripture that will confirm this. Hebrews 10:26 and on. Hebrews 10:25 says, "For not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching." What does that say to you as a Christian? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. What is that actually saying in common English? What does it say and do?
Go to church.
That's it, brother. Go to church. That's as simple as I know how to put it. Is that right? Go to church. Wherever you live, find your group of believers. If it's a home church, whatever, but assemble on a regular basis with believers and study God's Word, right? We would refer to that as go to church. Now then, if we know that we're supposed to go to church and then we don't go to church, are we breaking His rules? That's exactly right. So it says there, go to church. So if you know you're supposed to go to church and you don't go to church, it's a sin. You need to go regularly. Because He says, now then, if you know you're supposed to go to church and you don't go to church, of course, that fits any other sin that we're seeing here. He says, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth. Now then, what if I say you are not to fantasize when you're having sex with your mate, you're not to fantasize you're having sex with some movie star. Now, don't you think everybody knows that anyway? Don't we just know that's, you shouldn't sin? Or if I say you're not supposed to lie anymore, is that in God's Word? Yeah, no liars. You know, you're all the things that God tells us to do, once you know what you're supposed to do, and then let's say you go do it anyway. Say you've heard the pastor say, God says He hates divorce. Well, I heard that, but I don't like my wife anymore, so I'm going to divorce her anyway. Now, do I know the truth? Yeah. But do I rebel against the truth? I don't care what the Word of God says. I'm going to get rid of her anyway. Now, does men do that? Does men and women do that? You get married, God says, when you get married and say, I do, have you made a covenant and a commitment to God and to that other person? Yes, you have. You made a commitment. Now then, let's see what He says here. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Now then, before she knew that, when she repented of her sin, the Lord forgave her. But now then the woman told her, don't go do that no more because that's sin. That's just like going to church. I tell you to go to church, brother, go to church. Is that what Jesus said? If He says, commit no adultery, what do you think He meant? If He says, no lying, it doesn't mean a little bit of lying or a little bit of adultery, does it? No, it doesn't. Because before we learned the truth, if we had done these things and we learned that it's wrong and we repented, He'll forgive us, won't He?
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Book Is Alive, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.